Those were the Moody Blues with I Know You're Out There Somewhere. Before that was Honeymoon Suite with What Does It Take? The Time Warp from the soundtrack to Rocky Horror. Pink Floyd with One Slip. Winger with Under One Condition. And Great White with their song Save Your Love. That's about it for me, and we'll have the. And I'm going to be finishing off my show with the song by Night Ranger. Here's the song, Goodbye.
This is WUSB in Stony Brook. The program is Brain Damage. And you might wonder why we call it
Brain Damage. This is AT&T.
What island, please?
What island? Long Island.
Long Island. This is Caribbean Island information, sir.
Oh, dear. I wonder how I got you. I was just here talking, and all of a sudden you popped in on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What area code are you calling to for directory?
I'm trying. Well, actually, I was just trying to find out the phone number for WUSB in Stony Brook.
Okay. And did you put in an area code when you dialed the number?
No. Actually, you just sort of popped up on my phone automatically. This is kind of it's an intelligent phone.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it anticipates where you want to call, even before you know you want to call there.
Hey. Wrong this time, though, huh?
Well, I don't know. There's no Stony Brook down there?
In the Caribbean islands?
Yeah.
Well, it could be on one of maybe 300 islands that we service.
Yeah, and you don't have an island down there called Long Island.
Yes, in Nassau, in the Bahamas, around the Nassau area, we do have Long Island. You want that?
Sure, why not?
Okay. It's not going to be New York Stony Brook, though, I can assure you. Hold on just a second.
Okay, thank you. Might be a parallel universe of sorts. Never know. You go on a ride and you don't know where you're going to wind up. She's punching in things that will determine our future and where we go tonight. Can't have a call in show if we don't have the phone number, right? The sound of a phone ringing on Long Island. In the parallel universe.
Life in the islands is decidedly less hurried than any place else in the world.
Yeah,
Yes, please, operator, this is for information only. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Hi, is this Long Island?
This is Nassau. Could I help you, sir?
Do you cover Long Island?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking for the phone number for a radio station. It's called WUSB, and it's on Long Island.
WUSB?
That's right.
On Long Island?
Yes. It's right. It's in the middle of Long Island. Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of that. Beeps mean bad things, usually. Sometimes very bad things.
Is Long Island in the Bahamas?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I just know it's a very hot place. I imagine it would be somewhere down there.
I know we have three radio stations, and one is in Freeport, and two is in Nassau. I don't know if any, I know the station cover all of the family islands. I don't know anything about, let me look it up anyway.
Okay.
The first time I heard of another radio station.
They play lots of reggae music. They've got a guy named Lister on, and he plays a lot of Caribbean music.
That could be maybe Long Island in the U.S., maybe. Not really down in the Bahamas.
That's a possibility, I guess. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the station or of Lister or anybody like that?
Because Nassau, really, the station in Nassau covered the whole of the outer islands and everything.
Uh-huh.
We only have...
Oh, gosh, how could I find that island?
Long Island?
Yeah.
Maybe let your local operator connect you with Long Island in the U.S. I think they have their operator's number or directory number they should have.
Would you happen to have their area code?
No. All depends on what part of the U.S. it is.
That's right. You don't know where in the U.S. it is.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe the U.S. operator should have an idea. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from the United States, but I'm just not too sure where Long Island is.
Well, what part? Because Long Island is a state in some part of the U.S., right?
It could be for all I know. I don't really keep up to date on anything.
I think it is, because I know definitely I've heard of it.
I've heard of it too, but I just don't know that much about it. You see, I don't research these things. Yeah, I'm in construction, so I deal with that. I don't think about anything else.
Because we don't have anything under that name.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks for trying anyway.
Oh, okay, sir.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Well, it wasn't an entirely fruitless search because we did find out that there is a Long Island in the United States, and possibly that Long Island has a radio station called WUSB as opposed to the island down in the Caribbean. Well, we just have to search the United States, that's all, until we come up with the right island. How many islands could there be in the United States? I do know it's 10 minutes after 12 o'clock. Was that a phone I heard ringing? These intelligent phones, they just know when to start ringing. Where exactly are we going now?
Thank you for calling. All of our directory assistance operators are busy. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
Did you ever get a recording that said your call will be answered randomly? Maybe you'll get lucky and maybe you'll get hung up upon. Well, while they're doing that, let's, oh, there it is.
Jody, what city, please?
Uh-oh. Yes, hello. I'm looking for Long Island.
All right, what do you need there?
I need the radio station there, WUSB.
Are you looking for Long Island, Alaska, or?
Well, the Long Island in Alaska does have a radio station, does it not?
I don't see one there. Nothing with a W or a K.
Really? How big is that island?
Well, I don't know. We just started getting phone numbers for it not too long ago, so I have no idea how large it is.
Do you know if it's very far north?
Long Island? I don't... Long Island is not north. It's down in the southeast, down in the, you know, Ketchikan area.
Uh-huh. You see, we have an intelligent phone here, and when we ask to call Long Island, it just picks a default. So it went there.
So it went there, huh? I thought maybe you were talking about Long Island, like New York or something.
There is a Long Island in New York?
Well, I thought so.
Oh, do you happen to know where in New York that is?
No. I was trying to see if I could see Long Island on a little map I had. Can't be very big. I can't even find it on the map.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, we know it's on Long Island. We just don't know where it is.
Well, see, on the west side of the U.S., most of the radio stations start with a K. Now, when you go to the east, they start with a W in that area. So you're probably looking for Long Island, New York.
You know, I never thought of that. Yeah, so the first letter of the radio station can sort of clue you in as to what part of the country it's in.
Yeah, because usually on the west coast, they usually start with a K, and on the east coast, they start with a W.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's something. That's something to go on, then. You wouldn't know the area code for this other Long Island, would you?
No, but your toll operator, your local toll operator should be able to help you with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, my local toll operator is a computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't have a phone book that has the area codes in. Usually, your local phone book has a listing of area codes.
Other than that book with all the numbers in it. I've never actually looked at the beginning of that. I just kind of use it to hold the door
open.
That's
what happens when you get to rely on a computer. You get lazy.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, listen, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay.
Did she just call me lazy? We don't need that. The program is Brain Damage, and you know the number.
Get the drops, or maybe double. give your sickness to your family and friends. And it goes on and on, and it may never
We found it.
632-6901. If you need further assistance, a directory assistance operator will return.
Okay, we got the number. It's an area code 516. Everybody's happy. We know the number to call. For WUSB, it's...
They are telephone.
Yes, operator, could you tell me that number one more time, please?
632-6901.
And the area code?
718.
718. Thank you so much. Oh. Don't call that number. Don't call that area code. Call 516. Don't listen to the phone company. We've got an experiment tonight, involving telephones, but we don't yet have a bingo. You know, we're going to need a bingo to do this. In fact, we're going to need a lot of bingos tonight. 632-6901, area code 516. If there's brain damage, freeform call-in, talk show, what have you. And first thing we're going to do tonight is, as we usually do, take a look at the news, see what's happening in this crazy world of ours. United States and four former Soviet republics Saturday have signed an agreement to implement the START Missile Reduction Treaty. Secretary of State James Baker hails the agreement as reducing the risk of nuclear war. United States has unveiled a $20 million plan to reduce the risk of nuclear reactor accidents in Russia and Ukraine. The plan is intended to prevent a recurrence of the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster. The EC, European Community, says it will impose sanctions on Serbia to force it out of the civil war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The EC countries and the U.S. have already called back their ambassadors from Belgrade. Pressure is growing on the Prime Minister of Thailand to resign in the wake of a crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators that's left at least 40 people dead. Some are calling for Suchinda Kruprayun to stand trial. Of course, that is the Prime Minister of Thailand. And, in fact, the King of Thailand offered amnesty for everybody and made it clear that that amnesty would extend to the Prime Minister, which I thought was rather interesting. Los Angeles Times poll finds three-quarters of Californians questioned disagree with the acquittals in the Rodney King beating case. 75% of respondents also sympathized with blacks' rage over the verdicts. Okay, that's pretty much what's happening out there. It's 21 degrees Celsius. That's 70 on the Fahrenheit scale. It feels worse than that somehow. In fact, felt a lot worse than that throughout the day. I have no idea what the high was, but it was up there in the 90s. You know, I was walking around the neighborhood today, watching people, seeing people jogging, riding their bicycles, cutting their lawns, playing frisbee. And, you know, it just made me want to sit back and say, what the hell is wrong with you people? It's 95 degrees outside, and here you are exerting yourselves. You know, this is the kind of weather where you just want to sit back and sort of become in a slug-like state. And here are these people building up a sweat. You know, it's enough to make you question the sanity. Oh, it's bad enough we're getting mid-August weather in May. Blame it on whatever you will. Space shuttles, ozone layers, I don't know. But for God's sake, you know, you got to be careful. You got to know when to stop. And I'm not one of these people that sits in air-conditioned rooms. I don't even like air conditioning. And God knows we don't have any of it around here. But why not cut the grass when it's 70 degrees outside, not 95? Think of it, folks. If we all stand together on this, then people won't ask us to do things when it's hot outside. You know, your parents won't bug you to say, cut the grass, it's only 95 degrees outside, if it becomes a well-known society type of a thing that you just don't do that kind of thing. But if everyone's out there running around, getting all hot and sweaty, when it's as hot as you can possibly imagine, there's no telling what people will ask you to do in this weather. They'll ask you to drive on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway in rush hour with no air conditioning and windows that are stuck closed. Yeah. It's only 95 degrees out. Listen, no big deal. You gotta be careful. Give people an inch, they'll take a mile. So, outdoor activity, strenuous outdoor activity. I mean, people were playing tennis today on the tennis courts. No. You can't do these things. Just can't do that. You know, I've seen a lot of hot days, but there's something definitely different now. I don't know what. But over the last couple of days, I've had cassettes in my car that have melted. Literally, the plastic has melted. And they're no longer cassette-shaped. They're kind of cylindrical. They won't go into the machine anymore. And God knows what's happened to the actual magnetic media inside. But well, considering half of them weren't even my cassettes to begin with, I don't know. You got to be careful, folks. You got to be careful. There's definitely a message in here somewhere. We're approaching Armageddon of some sort. Some say it's going to be October 28th, 1992. And those of us who've bet on the right horses will be called home on that day. The rest of us will be left behind to face temperatures of even more than 95 degrees. But there's a time and a place for trying to save souls, and this certainly is not the time or the place. 632-6901, 1224 in the evening. And here's what we're going to do. We'll be talking about Ross Perot as well as other people a little bit later on in the program. But what I want to do now is experiment with some of our calls that we get here at the radio station. We haven't done this very many times. In fact, we might not have ever done it before. And this will be a test to see how well it works. While we only have five lines here that are ringing right now, we can do things with those five lines. And one thing that I'd like to be able to do is link everybody together, so that we all have kind of a teleconference of sorts. And then once we link everybody together, we can get five more people and keep trying this until we get as many people as we can possibly get. Now, maybe we only have five calls. Maybe once we get those five calls, the rest will all go away. But if nothing else, this is the chance for all those people that complain week after week they only get a busy signal. This is your chance to actually defeat that busy signal. Okay. What we're going to do is go up these five calls here. We're going to get a first name and a town from each of them. And then we're going to link everybody together. And we'll try to conduct a conversation. I emphasize the word try. And then at the point where we link them together, the lines will be open again for more people to call in, and we can have a second teleconference going on. Okay, so you know the rules. We're going to pick up the phone, we'll find out who's on the line, and we're only going to stay on for a second, then we're going to put you on hold, go to the second call, find out who that is, put them on hold, go all the way up to the fifth call, and then try. I emphasize try because we really haven't done this before. It's kind of an experiment. Try to link everybody together. Sounds simple enough to me. And I must ask people to behave themselves because it's only going to take one foul-mouthed person on the teleconference to get the whole thing disconnected. And we don't want that, do we? Good morning.
Yeah, this is Kevin from Ronkonkoma.
Kevin from Ronkonkoma. Okay. Now, you into this teleconference thing?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, what I'm going to do is put you on hold, stay right where you are, and within a couple of minutes, we should be linking you up.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. And folks, this doesn't cost $5 a minute like some of those other services. It doesn't cost anything, in fact. It just costs the cost of a local call. Yeah, I can say whatever is on my mind. Good evening.
This is Mr. Quayle from Long Island.
Mr. Quayle from Long Island. Which Long Island are you calling from?
Long Island, New York.
You notice how there seems to be a Long Island everywhere you go?
Yes.
No, I never noticed that. But anyway, why don't you hold on, and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Call number three. Good evening.
Hey, Ark, it's Brian from the sports section and Nesconset.
Brian from sports section. I don't show that in my map. From Nesconset, I'll put down that instead.
Okay.
All right. You're from the sports section?
Yeah, I am.
Ah. Okay, well, hold on a second, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, here we go. Call number four. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Dan from Port Jefferson.
Dan from Port Jefferson.
I kind of call the sports section, so just to say hi to Brian. I probably talked to you before.
Okay. Well, you're not linked up yet, but you will be in a second.
Well, I'm sure he hears me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's listening right now. We have one more call to go, so we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And this is call number five. Good morning.
Hey, it's Brian from Northwood.
Oh, we're going to have two Brians on.
Right.
So we're going to have to alleviate any confusion right away.
Well,
you're,
I like X.
You're Brian from Northport, and the other Brian is from Wisconsin. You both are from towns beginning with N, so that could confuse people even further.
I like eggs.
You like eggs?
Yes.
Okay, well, that should clear up any confusion.
All right.
All right, why don't you hold on? We'll start piling everybody together.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so nervous here. Let's see if this works. Yes, okay. We're going to play with the magic buttons now. And this should be Kevin from Ronkonkoma, right?
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to try to bring Dan from Port Jefferson in. And let's try that. Dan, are you there?
No, this is Mr. Quayle.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was going backwards. Yeah, Mr. Quayle, thank you for correcting me. We're going to link you in with Kevin now. Hold on. All right, now we should have both Kevin and Mr. Quayle together. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The first part of the experiment worked. Now we're going to get, we're going to try and get Brian from Wisconsin. Hold on. Brian from Wisconsin, yes. Locking on to your coordinates right now and beaming you in. That doesn't make any sense.
It's me.
Okay, wait a minute. Who do we have here? This is Kevin and Mr. Quayle still, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's try to lock on to him again. Can't get a busy signal in here. Okay, this is Brian.
Yeah, how you doing?
From Wisconsin. Okay, now we're going to try and patch you in. Hold on.
It's a bad rap.
Okay, is everybody together now? Kevin, Mr. Quayle, and Brian.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I should point out that while you guys are on hold, we can't hear you on the air, but you can all hear each other, so you can carry on a conversation. But keep in mind, we'll be popping in on you unexpectedly, so you got to try and keep it civilized.
All right.
Okay, great. Now we're going to try and get Dan from Port Jefferson. Hold on. Let's see. Dan from Port Jefferson. Where do I put you? You're over here, I think. Dan, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Okay, now I'm going to try to link you in with Kevin, Mr. Quayle, and Brian.
Excellent.
Okay, are we all together here?
Yeah, Dan.
All right, now I got one more person again. That's Brian from Northport. Let's attempt to retrieve him. Okay. Brian from Northport.
Check.
Okay, we're going to patch you in now. Hold on.
Okay.
It was
All right, we did it. Everybody is together. Now, I might also say for the other people out there, the phone number is open again, 632-6901. As soon as we get five calls, we'll try this again. Now, if we can just sort of one by one say what is on our minds. Kevin from Ronkonkoma, you're first.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Carson's show last night. Did
you see his last show?
Well, what did you think about it?
It was touching. It was a nice retrospective. But how many retrospectives has the guy done already?
I know, yeah. I was expecting it to be, like, a little less retrospective, but a little more sentimental, which it wasn't. I was expecting him to be, like, really upset. Not upset, but, like, you know what I mean?
Did everybody else on this conference see it, yes or no?
Yeah, I saw it, yes.
Everybody not see it?
I didn't see it.
Who didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Brian from Northport, and who's the other person that didn't see it?
I didn't. Dave from Port Jeff.
Okay, so the two of you, what, you watch Nightline instead or something?
No, actually I was watching the hockey game.
I see. Well, you think we'll ever see anything like Johnny Carson again?
Well, I don't think Jay Leno was the right man to put in the job.
Well, Jay Leno was chosen by Johnny as his replacement.
That's true. Johnny did choose. Now, it's still going to be called The Tonight Show, right?
Right. Now it's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He has some pretty good guests this week, too.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody know if he has is he going to have a guest host?
I don't know.
Ed McMahon Jr.
You mean an Ed McMahon guy?
Yeah.
Ed McMahon Jr.
I think they should put David Letterman in his time slot.
Well, he's not going to have... Yeah, he's not going to have Ed McMahon. And I don't think he's going to have Doc Severinsen, either.
No, he's not. He's the one of them. He has a new guy, Ed Byrne.
Really?
Yeah, it's the announcer.
I think they should have put David Letterman in 11:30 time slot.
Well, now, when Jay Leno was guest hosting, how would they introduce him? Would Ed McMahon introduce him? Would he say, "Here's Jay"?
Yeah, he said, "Here's Jay Leno."
So what are they going to say now? They got to come up with something different.
Well, they're going to have a new team, a new set, and the whole thing. So
it's a whole new set.
It's going to be all different.
Wow.
Actually, Ed McMahon wasn't there when Jay Leno was on. It was Doc Severinsen who was announced him.
Interesting. Okay, now listen, we've got five more calls. We're going to go to those, but we're going to keep you guys on, too. First, is there anybody that wants to say anything topical concerning news things?
I sort of did.
Identify yourself before you speak.
Okay, this is Brian from the Sports Section.
Actually, identify yourself after you speak. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Brian from the Sconset. We want towns, not...
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, not radio programs.
Ross Perot, I have a story here about his dischargement from the Navy.
He was discharged from the Navy. Was it an honorable discharge or a dishonorable discharge?
A commander, according to a letter written by Perot's father, found the young lieutenant too immature for responsibilities, leadership at sea, and recommended a transfer to administrative offices. The AP last week reported that Perot sought an early release from the Navy before his four-year service commitment was up. Perot said that the Navy should have let him go because when he entered the Naval Academy, he made a commitment to 2 years after graduation. That hitch was extended to 4 years because of the Korean War.
If you're going to make all kinds of guttural sounds, try to aim away from the phone, okay? Whoever that is.
That's basically the story. Then it goes into a letter that was found in late Representative Wright Patman's... He was a pro-congressman.
Yeah. Well, now, let me just ask, what are your thoughts on Perot? Instead of reading a newspaper article, tell me what you think about him. Is he worth voting for?
Well, Perot will do anything to get elected.
And the other guys won't?
What?
The other guys won't?
Well, Perot is like the people thing. I saw him on Larry King a couple weeks ago, and he said, if you don't like it that I don't play at a segregated golf club, I'll quit.
Uh-huh.
That's his type of campaign.
Okay, listen, I want to get to these other phone calls, but I want you guys to stay on. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Are we just going to sit here?
Yeah, you can talk amongst yourselves and just keep one ear on the radio because we'll be coming back to you at some point. Okay.
Yeah,
everybody's going to stay where they are, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I hope this hold button works. And yes, it did. Okay, they're all on hold now. We have five more calls, so again, the same rules apply. We ask the each person their first name and where they're calling from, and we'll try to link them up. Good morning.
Hi, this is Danielle from Miller Place.
Danielle from Miller Place. Okay. And is this your first time calling?
No, it's like my second or third.
Okay, and you're into this teleconference thing?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, anything on your mind that you want to say at the outset?
No, not.
Okay, we'll just put you on hold and we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
All right. By the way, folks, somebody hung up, so there's a line available. 632-6901. Good morning.
This is Tom from Corum.
Tom from Corum. Okay. And anything on your mind this morning?
No. Well, the H4S Pro thing, I'd like to comment on that once we get the forum going.
Okay. Hold on. We'll get back to you in a moment.
No problem.
Okay. We've got Danielle and Tom so far. Let's see who took the vacant line. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. This is John from, this is Teach from Sable.
Wait, what's your name?
Teach.
You're going to have to spell that.
T-U, two dots over the U, C-H.
Two dots over the U. Okay, got it. Tooch. Is that right?
Tooch.
Tooch. Okay, from where?
Sable.
Sable. All right, anything on your mind tonight?
Just music.
Music is on your mind?
Yeah.
What kind of music is on your mind?
Hardcore.
Well, that's good. That's good music to have held up against your head, I always say. All right, you into this teleconference thing?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hang on, and we'll get back to you in a moment. All right, line four, good morning.
Oh.
Hi, who's this?
Rich from Wisconsin.
Rich?
Yes.
From Wisconsin, okay. And anything on your mind this morning?
The Rodney King verdict.
What about the Rodney King verdict?
The Officer Powell, he has to get retried.
Well, yeah, there's a hung jury. He wasn't found guilty or innocent.
I think there's going to be another big riot if he gets acquitted.
Well, you know, I can't imagine how. I can't imagine how they got acquitted the first time. But, you know, it's like getting a hole-in-one twice in a row. I don't think it's going to happen. And I don't think people are going to find him not guilty out of fear. I think they're going to find him not guilty. I don't think they're going to find him guilty out of fear. I think they're going to find him guilty out of logic.
Yeah, because he is guilty. You know, he's going to knock the crap out of a black guy like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. I think October is when the trial is supposed to begin.
Yeah, I think it's October.
Yeah. Okay, you want to be in on this teleconference?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, hold on. One more to go. Line five. Let's see who we have here. Good morning. You're on.
Yes. This is Kenny.
Kenny from where?
Greenlawn.
From Greenlawn. How's the signal coming in out there?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Okay, we have a wide geographical representation here. Anything on your mind this morning?
I was listening. I heard that guy saying hardcore was on his mind. Thrash is on my mind.
Thrash is on your mind. Okay, well, I'm sure the two of you can
My phone number is 754-4...
No. Don't give out your phone number. Now, I hope you're not going to do that again, are you?
No.
Okay, don't give out phone numbers.
Oh.
You can't do that. No, we're not calling you back. We're putting you on.
Oh.
Okay. So, hold on, and we'll connect everybody together.
All right.
Okay. Let's check in on our first teleconference, see how they're going, if they're not at each other's throats, and check in with them for a minute or two, and then we'll connect everybody else together to the second conference, and then the lines will be open all over again.
Hello, Eric.
Good morning. You all there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you getting along?
Fine, great.
Oh, isn't this great that we provide this as a public service? You know?
Great, Eric.
I mean, you'd have to pay through the nose just to get connected to, you know, through a 900 number or something.
And this is like the new teen line, except we don't have to pay for it.
That's true.
Cool. Do you guys like eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're still into the egg thing, eh?
Hard boiled.
Eggs and holy bread.
Well, what about eggs and potatoes?
That's okay.
What about green eggs and ham?
Okay, you guys continue this educational discussion over there while we get everybody else together on their own teleconference. And let's try to get the first person transmitted over. This should be Danielle from Miller Place, right?
Hi.
Okay, we're going to connect you to Tom from Corum. Hold on a moment. And this must be Tom from Corum.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now we're going to connect you, and the two of you should be connected together now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, great. Now we're going to try and get... Oh, boy, I forgot how to pronounce his name. Tooch from Sayville. I'm sure you're going to correct me. Is this Tooch?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Tooch.
Okay. All right. All right, we've got you now, and we're going to tie you together. All right, the three of you should be together now, are you?
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now we're going to go and get Rich from Wisconsin. Rich, where are you? There you are. Rich, you there?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. You're tied in?
Okay,
I'm getting good at this now. Now we're going to retrieve Kenny from Greenlawn. By the way, the phone number is open again, 632-6901, area code 516. Let's see if we can get yet another teleconference started. Okay, Kenny from Greenlawn. This Kenny from Greenlawn?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let me patch you in here. Okay, we should have everybody together. Danielle, Tom, Tushin, Rich, and Kenny.
Yep.
You all there?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, anybody want to vote for Perot?
No.
Nobody?
No.
There's no Perot supporters in this teleconference?
No. No.
Me.
Well, now, why don't you want to support Perot?
Why would anyone want to? He doesn't stand for anything.
Well, he just hasn't made up his mind yet.
Well, he doesn't get... Well, I mean, you don't make up your mind on political platforms. I mean, most people have, like, a general idea. I mean, you know.
Well, that's true. Why do you think that so many people seem to be supporting him? They say he's going to win. If the election were held in California tomorrow, he would win the election against both Bush and Clinton.
I have no idea why people would, like, want to vote for someone. I mean, he doesn't even stand for anything. I mean, he's just nothing. That's like, the saddest part about it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that many people vote for him, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, do you think it says something about disenfranchised people?
What?
People that are perhaps disenchanted with the way things are going?
That's what it's all about. No one's happy.
Yeah, I think they just grab me for anything. You know, they'll just vote anything. Just, you know, say, well, I'm unhappy. This is a protest vote, you know.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, who do you all think is the best candidate, then? Do you think it's going to make a difference?
Hitler.
Sorry?
Adolf Hitler.
No, come on, be serious.
No, I don't know. Nobody. Andre Moreau.
That's,
Libertarian.
Libertarian. We got a libertarian on the line, right? We always have libertarians on the lines here. It's amazing.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're popping up like dandelions.
Yep.
Except I think somebody planted them, but never mind that.
I think it's Ian McKay.
What's that?
I'll vote for Ian McKay.
Oh, God.
Okay, I want everybody to go down the list here, starting with Danielle, then Tom, Touche, Rich, and Kenny, and tell us who you think the best candidate is. And if you don't think anybody is, say that.
I don't think anybody is.
Okay, Tom?
Andre Moreau.
Keep going.
I am.
You are? Did I hear a Bush in there?
Yes.
Okay, and Kenny?
Yeah, I think I am the best one.
Wait a minute, so you and Touche both said the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I think you're the best.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Let me take the same poll over at the second teleconference. You guys can keep talking to each other, and we'll come back to you in about a minute or so.
All right.
Okay? Let's take a poll over here at the first teleconference. By the way, we have two lines open still, 632-6901. As soon as those lines get filled, we will start a third teleconference, making radio history here tonight. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. How you doing? Okay, we're going to start. Is everybody still here, first of all?
Yeah.
Got Kevin, Mr. Quayle, Brian, Dan, and Brian.
Yep.
Okay, in that order, tell us who you think is the best candidate.
I think Bush is, even though, like, he's... with this Persian Gulf War, I think he's still the best, even as a new contender.
Okay. Mr. Quayle, I don't have to ask you, do I?
Bush, he's going to win by a landslide.
You still think so, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. Brian, this concert.
I cheerfully have mixed feelings on the election.
Cheerfully have mixed feelings, huh?
Yeah, I don't like Clinton, but Perot looks like a guy scurrying away from the grassy knoll.
Why does everybody say that?
No, I said it last week, too, so...
No, but you're not the only one saying that. I've heard other people say that.
He just looks weird, so he looks like there's something behind him.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. We don't elect presidents based on their looks now, do we?
He reminds me of Hitler.
He reminds you of Hitler? Okay, how does he remind you of Hitler?
He's short, and he looks like... He acts like a dictator in his company.
All right. How does he act like a dictator? That's what I want to hear. I want to know what this guy does.
Because he just bosses everyone around. If he says something...
He's
somebody,
the boss, right?
What?
Is he not the boss?
Yes.
So that gives him the right to boss people around, right?
And act like that if he gets into the White House.
Uh-huh.
Cooperate right. with Congress.
There's going to be a big factor on Perot if Perot has a chance of winning. It's going to be his vice presidential candidate. And one guy he's talking to is Governor Lowell Weicker of Connecticut.
Really? Even after all that tax problem that Lowell Weicker got into, he's going to consider running for something.
Oh, it would be good.
It would be interesting, that's for sure. Well, do you all think that this is a more interesting election year than usual?
No. Yeah, with Robert Clinton and...
Yeah, because think of all the aspects of it. You had... first, you had Buchanan actually challenging Bush for a little while. You had Brown and Tsongas challenging Clinton. And now you have this Perot guy coming up out of nowhere.
Yeah, they will.
What I'd say is too bad JFK had to get shot.
Well, I don't think he'd be a contender anymore.
Kind of dead.
Yeah, and you'd probably be kind of dead no matter what, you know, no matter, I mean, it's been a long time. It's 30 years ago.
Like 99 now.
All right, listen, we're going to put you back on hold.
And calling for president.
All right, you guys going to stick with us?
Yeah,
vote none of the above.
Okay, hang in there. We're going to get back to you in a couple of minutes.
And calling.
Okay. We have five more calls, so we're going to go to those five calls. Let's just make sure everyone over here on teleconference number two is okay. You guys all okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay, you keep talking. We're going to get five more people on this, on a third teleconference.
Oh, you're trying to confuse us all.
Well, no, I'm the only one confused, really. I'm the one that's got all the names in front of us here. Okay, hang on and keep talking. I'm finally making use of this phone system. Okay, 632-6901. All those lines are taken up, but we'll open them up again in just a moment. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name?
John.
John, where are you calling from?
Stony Brook.
From Stony Brook, okay. You know, you're the first Stony Brook caller. How about that? And you're into this teleconference thing?
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Okay. Well, you're willing to give it a try?
Yes.
Okay, hang on for a moment, and we'll come back to you. Okay, let's try caller number two. And who are you, caller number two?
Hi, I'm Jordana.
How do you spell that?
J-O-R-D-A-N-A.
J-O-R-C-D.
A-N-A. Jordan with an A.
I see. Is that two N's in Jordan or one?
One.
That's a cool name. I like that name.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's like you're named after the country with an A after it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like that. That's good. And where are you from?
Huntington.
Jordana from Huntington. Okay. Now, I always say, you know, names should be unique. You know, like every name should be different. Not, you know, nothing against all the Johns and Harrys and Toms and all those people out there. But, you know, it's nice to... I bet you've never met anybody else named Jordana.
Actually, yes, I have.
You have?
My wife.
When and how did you meet this person? At a Jordana conference, maybe?
No, I met one through school and one when I was on a trip.
I see. Well, that's something. Okay, get into this teleconference.
Very much.
Okay, great. So hang on, and we'll connect you right up.
Sure.
Okay. I wish I could figure out a way to make money doing this. It seems to be a very popular service, but, it's fun. Not only do you get to talk to four other really cool people, but you get to broadcast yourself all over Long Island. You can't beat that with a stick. Or a pole, or anything that you beat things with these days. Okay, caller number three, identify yourself, please.
Amy from Miller Place.
Who from Miller Place?
Amy.
Amy?
Yep.
I remember you.
Yep.
Okay. So far in this one, we have John from Stony Brook, Jordana from Huntington, and Amy from Miller Place. Amy, anything on your mind tonight?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then you'll have to come up with some kind of conversation with these four other people when we hook you all together. So hang in. We'll get right back to you. Caller number four. And who are you?
I'm Daryl, and I'm from New Rochelle.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're in New Rochelle now?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
But the only reason why I know of your station is because I go to Stony Brook.
Uh-huh. But you can get it up in New Rochelle.
Yeah, I get interference from an opera station and a reggae station.
There's a reggae station up there?
Yep.
That's something. But you're pulling us in now with no problem.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, that's something. We're going to hook you in just a moment or two. Anything on your mind tonight?
I don't know. It's Vice President Quayle's remarks about Murphy Brown.
Yeah, that was something. You give the guy a microphone and he hangs himself with it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Murphy Brown? Who'd attack Murphy Brown, you know? It's like attacking Marcus Welby.
Yeah.
You just don't do things like that to Americans. You know, certain icons are precious.
Yeah, I think he sticks his foot into it every time he gets up to the mic.
He sticks his foot in it and and really smears it around. And well, I won't get into graphic detail, but he sure does a thorough job. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Okay, listen, we're going to tie you in a second, okay? Hang on.
All right.
And finally, caller number five, who are you?
It's Rob.
Rob from where?
Farmingville.
From Farmingville. Farmingville, that's the one... Wait a minute. That's the one in Suffolk, right? Not NASA.
Yeah.
Right? That's the one down south?
Right, from Stony Brook.
Right. You know, we're going to be putting our transmitter there soon.
Oh, yeah.
On Ball Hill.
Great.
Right, that's near you, isn't it?
Certainly.
Yeah, okay. You'll be having USB all over the place.
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, you might have to wait a little while until the FCC says okay, but it's going to be happening. Okay, hang on. We're going to connect you to the telecom. Is there anything you wanted to say first?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was well said. Hang in there. We're going to connect everybody together.
Right.
Before we connect this teleconference together, let's check in on our other two teleconferences. First, teleconference number one, consisting of Kevin, Mr. Quail, Brian, Dan, and Brian.
Yeah.
You folks all still there?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, having a fun time?
Yeah.
Everybody getting along?
Well,
you know, that kind of thing happens in the telephone world.
Lovers.
Yeah, well, that happens too. We're going to get back to you in a moment. We just wanted to make sure you were okay.
We're hanging in there.
Okay. Let's check in now on teleconference number two, consisting of Danielle, Tom, Tush, Rich, and Kenny. Are you folks doing okay?
We're fine.
Yeah.
You're all doing good. Okay. We're just checking to see if you're okay. We're going to get back to you in a moment. And now we're going to hook our newest five people up. Let's see how we do this here. Okay, first we get one of those things, and let's try and retrieve John from Stony Brook. John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, John, we're going to hook you in now with Jordana from Huntington. So hang on a moment while we retrieve her. Uh-oh. I don't know how I did that. John, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. We had a technical foul up there, but we're going to fix it. Let's get Jordana again. Jordana, is that you?
That's me.
Okay, great. Now we're going to tie the two of you together. And John and Jordana, you should be together now.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Now we're going to get Amy from Miller Place. And let's see, Amy from Miller Place. There she is. Amy, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Amy, Jordana, and John.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get Daryl. Daryl from New Rochelle, calling long distance. You there, Daryl?
Yep.
Okay, let's tie you in. We have
Daryl,
Amy, Jordana, and John all together.
Yep.
And our last person that we're going to get is Rob from Farmingville.
Hello?
Rob, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang on, I'm going to tie you in. Okay, Rob. Rob, Daryl, Amy, Jordana, and John, you all there?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, who wants to start the discussion? Anybody?
Bush.
You think Bush is the right person, eh?
Yep. I think that I would make a better president than that hardcore punk on teleconference too.
How do you know he's a hardcore? Do you know the other people? Well, first of all, how many of you know each other already?
I know Tom and Danielle.
Uh huh.
I might, but we don't give out our last names.
Is there anybody here that doesn't know anybody else that's called in?
I don't.
Okay, that's good. I like to see total strangers getting together. That's we need more of that in this country. So, any Clinton people on this line? No Clinton people?
Bomb.
Yeah, I agree.
How about Perot?
No.
Nope.
So,
he never gives a straight answer.
He doesn't seem to give any answers right now.
Exactly.
He's a character, though.
Okay, so, how many for Bush?
Eight.
I'm getting one. Is any more than one?
Nope.
Okay, so there's four people here that haven't made up their minds?
No. Well, I don't vote.
You don't vote. Oh, that's true. A lot of you must be too young to vote, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. But then again, you're not missing all that much, I guess.
I'm not too young. I just don't like it.
Uh-huh. You think that's the best way to make a statement?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't vote it either.
It's really scary.
I don't want to get called for jury duty.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Or selective service or all that kind of thing.
Did you hear they're trying to... I guess the Senate, they're trying to... The people on welfare, they want to call them in for jury duty. So they're trying to make it so, you know, you may as well register to vote. That's not where they're just going to pull you from.
That's an interesting idea, I'll say that.
Well, if I were to.
Well, by the way, let me just say to the folks that we have no calls coming in, so we have five lines open. If there's anyone else out there that has constantly been trying to get through to the radio station and has never succeeded, this is your chance. All five lines are open since we have 15 people... tied together in three different teleconferences. That's right, all the busiest callers to brain damage are otherwise occupied tonight. 632-6901, area code 516. Let's see if we can get any more teleconferences tonight. So we have no Perot people, we have no Clinton people, we have one Bush person and four disenchanted people. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, do you think maybe the reason Perot is getting such support is because there's a lot of disenchanted people that are just trying to make a statement?
I think there are a lot of people who don't like either Clinton or Bush.
Uh-huh.
And he's the alternative candidate.
Yeah.
And they just don't know who else to vote for. I mean, if it was up to me, I wouldn't vote for any of them.
I say Mario Cuomo.
Why do you like Cuomo?
Because other people don't.
Well, that's a good reason. I like that reason.
He sucks.
Well, it's kind of strongly put, but I'll ask you to back that up. Why?
Just look at New York. I mean, the guy finally got the budget due on time, and he's busy planning. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to run.
Well, I think he's been saying no all the time. And, you know, the reporters just keep coming after him saying, you know, so are you going to run? When are you going to say you're going to run, you know? And
he really hasn't said no, like, you know, before he actually came out. It's always, I'll tell you in, like, down the road sometime, you know.
Right.
Hey.
But once he says no, he sticks to it. You know, he doesn't dilly-dally around. He doesn't pull like a Gary Hart. But one minute he's running and one minute he's not.
Yeah.
And then he's running again. By the way, we have two calls on the line. We need three more to make another teleconference, 632-6901.
The reason why people like Perot is because he's a billionaire, and they think that he'll, like, spend, like, all his money, you know, like he can buy anything. But, you know, he's going to have to work with Congress. You know, if Congress don't work with the Republicans right now, you know, he's never going to get anything done.
Interesting point. If Perot did get elected, I don't know what it would do to the parties. You know, there'd be no Republican and no Democrat in the White House.
Like, totally screwed.
It would be amazing, though. Think of the chaos that would cause. It would be the equivalent of a revolution, you know? Be the closest we could ever get, probably.
We need one.
I think a lot of people are saying that, and that's why they're just opting for anything, even though they don't know what it is they're opting for.
We wanted a revolution. We should get Encino Man. Polly Shore if you want for president.
Polly Shore for president.
Yay!
Okay, we're going to check in. You guys stay together. Stay on the teleconference. We're going to check in with teleconference number one, consisting of Kevin from Ronkonkoma, Mr. Quayle from Long Island, Brian from Wisconsin, Dan from Port Jefferson, Brian from Northport. Are you folks all still together?
Yeah.
Everybody in one piece? Okay. So what have we been discussing here?
We've been talking hockey. We've been talking movies. We've been talking Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, wait, Brett.
Ren and Stimpy. I want to talk about Ren and Stimpy because I finally saw that for the first time. Actually, somebody generously dropped off a tape here at the studio, and I was able to actually see what it looks like. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it was a lot better than that. I thought it was a lot closer to The Simpsons, you know?
Better than Simpsons.
It's funny. You know, there's bits of it that are funny, but there's bits of it that aren't funny, too. Don't you see that?
What episode did you see? Do you remember?
The one where they were firemen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, yeah, that was one of the best ones.
You ever see the Yak Shaving Day?
Yak Shaving. No, I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen them all yet, but, you know, I don't know. Some of them just seem to go on for a bit too long.
It gets boring. Simpsons is so much better.
Yeah, I guess if you watch, like, four of them in a row, it can kind of get on your nerves. That's probably true of anything.
They have, like, four episodes.
Yeah, well, like someone said before, they're going to come out with 13 new episodes, I guess.
Yeah, 13 starting in September or something like that.
That's the word on the street, eh?
Yeah.
Well, when are they on?
It's on Sunday mornings at 11, but I'm usually not up on Sunday mornings, so I tape it, but I've been taping it because it's been repeats.
Oh, I see.
It'll be on tomorrow?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
That's cool.
Nickelodeon.
What's that on right opposite Meet the Press or something, isn't it?
I don't know. Actually, there's like three cool cartoons, like Rugrats and Doug Funny.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. But yeah, here we are. I'm a 17-year-old kid still watching cartoons.
Well, I'm older than 17, and I watch cartoons, but I don't watch, you know, things like The Flintstones.
No.
Do you watch The Simpsons?
Simpsons are great.
I can't stand that show for some reason.
What don't you like about it?
I don't know. Just some of it's funny because, like, they use more adult humor than kids, even though it's kid humor, even though it's like animated.
Uh-huh.
Like the whole concept, because like more kids watch it. I mean, my grandmother calls every week and says she watches it, and I don't know.
It tells you something about, you know, values today that just kind of. You know,
crazy.
People like imperfection. That's why they watch Roseanne. That's why they watch The Simpsons. They like people that are not the ideal family, and neither one of those is the ideal family.
Definitely.
You know, I think the best line came from, I guess it was Lisa Simpson at one point, where her mother was saying, I don't understand these cartoons that these kids are watching. And she says, if cartoons were meant for adults, they put them on during prime time. Of course, here's a cartoon that's on during prime time, so there's a lot of self-referential humor there.
There was a thing in TV Guide about Bush said something about The Simpsons. He was comparing it to one of the another sitcom family. I don't know if it was a sitcom. I forgot what it was, but
or anything. He just said, like, the Simpsons are a bad influence on America.
Uh-huh.
Some ways they are, but, I mean, other ways, they always end up, like, towards the end. You know, they always have a moral to the story or whatever, and you learn something from it.
Some of the scripts, though, are really, really disjointed. They start off doing one thing, and then they move around, and there's four different stories in there.
This is when they make fun of the Arabs.
Oh, at the, you talk about the guy in the convenience store.
Yeah, that's
he's Indian, I believe.
Whatever.
Yeah, because he recently came up with a chutney squishy.
Yeah.
And that was, that's something that whets the appetite, I'll say that.
Oh, well, it sounds like a fuzzy.
Yeah.
Same thing, though.
Did you see what Quayle's been saying about Murphy Brown?
Yes, and actually, maybe Mr. Quayle on this line has something to say about that.
I absolutely agree with him, 100%.
100%. I was thinking maybe it'd be 95% or something, but you're going the full 100.
Wait, Mr. Quayle's on one of the other group things?
Mr. Quayle's on this particular teleconference that you are on right now.
Yes, I understand that, but you said there's a Mr. Quayle on one of the other lines?
No, there's Mr. Quayle here.
Okay, that's because I know there's two Mr. Quayles.
Well, there might be two Mr. Quayles, but there's only one that's called us up tonight.
Okay. One curses all the time, and everybody blames it on me, and it's not me.
Oh, I'm glad it's not you.
One question.
Yeah.
Why do people drive on the driveway?
No, and park on driveways.
We don't need old George Carlin routines here, do we?
Curious.
I don't know. Ask the people that invented the English language. Okay, I got a better question for you. How come A comes before B, and why does C follow? You know, who made up the order?
Why do people call it Hump Wednesday? Most people get late on the weekend.
All right, enough of that.
Okay.
632-6901. We've got three lines open, so we need three more people to call in to make a.
Are you gonna put together a fourth group?
If three more people call in, I'll do it.
Oh, that's cool.
But we need three more people in addition to all the ones we have here. We've got two calling in now. And as soon as they're joined, 516-632-6901. I'm going to go over to teleconference number two now. You guys keep talking to each other and about whatever it is you want to talk about. And I will check in with teleconference number two, which consists of Danielle from Miller Place, Tom from Corum, Tooch from Sayville, Rich from Wisconsin, and Kenny from Greenlawn. You folks all still there?
Yeah, except for Ken.
Kenny hung up.
Ah, Kenny hung up, huh? Okay, let me just cross him off the list. All right, he's gone.
By the violent day of scratching, right?
So there's, this is a, wait a minute.
Four-person.
Yeah, this is a four-person teleconference here.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
But the one guy from, like, who you have on teleconference number three has got, like, all the deep voice like that.
I think that's John from Stony Brook.
Hey, John from Stony Brook. Next time you go back to him, ask him if he's a driver's ed teacher.
Ask him if he's a driver? That's a strange thing to ask somebody.
Well, I think I had him in my car. I think, is he the one who, like, calls him and goes, well, I'm not part of that Miller Place crowd. He called up that one week, like, Amy was going on about, like, the devil and stuff like that.
Okay, I will pass along. Even though it's between two different teleconferences, I guess I can do that. I can pass along a message from one teleconference to another.
So one way you can get, like, one mega teleconference? Like,
no, that I don't think we can do. I think it'll just completely crash the whole system if we tried that.
I think it would blow up or something.
I think probably we'd see violent explosions of some sort, and we don't really need that. By the way, there's going to be fireworks here tomorrow, I understand. Not at the station. There's always fireworks here, but down in South Pilot at this carnival thing that everybody's lost on campus trying to find.
But you're talking about like Teresa Zapolsky's show there.
No. In addition to that, I mean, obviously there's the fireworks that happen here at the radio station, and right. Teresa is certainly responsible for most of them. Now this is Grouchy type things.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Now who asked that question about the driver's ed?
Tom from Corum did.
Okay, so that's a message from Tom to John.
Give Amy a message from Danielle.
Okay, hang on a second. I got to write all this down. Okay, Amy from Danielle. Okay, what's your message?
Just tell her that I said hi.
Okay.
I don't know if he got all that.
I didn't have to write that down. Okay, Amy from Danielle, hi, right? Not hello, hi.
Yeah, hi, H-I.
No exclamation point or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I could be an operator. I could be a Western Union type person. All right. Any other messages?
Can I just say hi to like people that are probably not on the air?
Yeah, sure.
I want to say hi to Leandrew in Medford and Tom in Mastic Beach and John in Corum and Blondie.
Ah, Blondie, yes.
Adam and Shirley and Jay and Shirley.
Now, how come none of these people are calling in?
Because they listen, but they don't call, you know? It's kind of hard to get in, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to try. Hopefully you won't have to try for too much longer once we get that transmitter moved.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Yes, let me just first say that there's only two lines left, so two callers out there. If you've never called before, you guys are all having fun, right?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Everyone's having fun. You know, we have 15 people all tied together having fun. You can be part of that. It doesn't cost anything except the phone call. 632-6901, area code 516.
Well, Eric,
try something different.
I have two things.
Only one call left. Yes, go ahead.
Ask Brian that he said he had, like, mixed feelings about the political thing. Ask him what's wrong with Andre Maru. Then second...
Oh, boy, hold on a second. What's wrong with Andre Maru? Is that how you say it?
Andre.
So Ian McKay, man.
All right, now who am I asking this of?
Brian. He's on conference number one. Brian from the Sky.
Oh, now I gotta go back to conference number one. Okay.
And do you know whose birthday it is today?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, it's not mine. I'm sorry. I hate it when I forget my own birthday. No, whose is it?
Bob Dylan's.
Is it really?
51.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We have a calendar here. We can verify that.
May 24th.
Wait a minute. The 24th is one of those days that has like a triangle because it shares the square with 31.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say anything on it.
Oh, well, it's Bob Dylan's birthday.
Wait a minute. What kind of calendar is this? This calendar has...
Ian McKay's birthday.
Has Phil Silver's birthday. It's got... I don't think it has any rock people. No. There are a lot of actors and things like that. But, okay, I'll believe you. It's Bob Dylan's birthday. But if it is Bob Dylan's birthday, tune into Charlie Backfish tomorrow because he's into Dylan and he's on from 9 to 12 in the morning.
What time?
9 to 12 in the morning.
9 to 12.
Yeah, so I'm sure he'll be doing a Dylan retrospective of sorts.
Of course.
Can I say hi to somebody who's probably listening?
Yeah, I should point out that one person hung up, so we have two lines open now, 632-6901. I'll let you say hello to somebody if you tell people to call in.
Everyone is probably calling up right now.
All right. Well, let's get these people to call in so we can have a fourth teleconference. I think four is probably what we're going to shoot for tonight. If we can have four different teleconferences going at once, all right, so after this, the next two people to call in, that's it. All right, we're closing it off after that, so... We only have two more openings, 632-6901, 516 area code. Let's hear from somebody in Connecticut. I'm sure there's people up there. Now, you had a message?
Yeah, I can say hi to Tim in St. James, Tim in Stony Brook, and Tom in St. James.
Tim, and Tom. Is that what you just said?
Tim, and Tom.
Two Tims and a Tom. Okay, and who sent this message?
Rich.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to go back to teleconference number three now. We only have one more line to go, 632-6901. Anybody wants to call in and become part of teleconference number four, the one that we're trying to get off the ground. You guys keep talking to each other, and we'll be back your way in a little while. Okay, teleconference number three consists of John from Stony Brook, Jordana from Huntington, Amy from Miller Place, Daryl from New Rochelle, and Rob from Farmingville. You folks all still together?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. Okay, now wait a minute. First, let's convey some messages. John, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Tom from teleconference number two asks you if you're a driver's ed teacher.
Not today.
But are you any day?
No.
Okay. All right. I guess I have to now send him a message saying no. I'll do that. Amy, you have a message from Danielle. She says hi.
Okay.
Okay, you got that?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Do you wish to send a reply?
Yeah. Just tell her to remember whose birthday was this week.
Remember whose birthday it was this week. Did she mess up and forget somebody's birthday?
No.
Oh.
Bob Dylan's birthday.
Okay. Well, it's Bob Dylan's birthday today, Sunday the 24th, but I don't know whose birthday it was last week. You said last week or this week?
This week.
This week coming up?
No, last week then.
Okay. So I'll say last week. It's good to make a concise message.
Okay,
and the other message was for Brian. He's in teleconference number one, so we're not going to pass it on here. What have you folks been talking about?
Oh.
Talking about me, haven't you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, I get the picture. Hook everybody together, and they just gossip behind your back, right?
Yep.
Well,
okay.
Somebody went to sleep, and we were talking about aliens.
Aliens? Who went to sleep? Who went to sleep? Roll call. John from Stony Brook.
Yes.
Okay, Jordana from Huntington.
Yep.
Amy from Miller Place.
Yes.
Daryl from New Rochelle.
Yep.
Rob from Farmingville.
Yeah.
Well, nobody went to sleep. They're all there.
Okay. Took a nap.
All right. Somebody took a nap, but they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys get the fifth call in? We have one line that's been open now for about 10 minutes, and we're trying to get that one last person to call. Tell them how much fun you're having.
Having much fun.
Awesome.
It's a blast.
All right. What's the phone number?
632-6901.
All right, yeah, so far you got somebody else to hang up. So now we have two lines open. Yeah, I don't know who hung up. Okay, they came back, or somebody came back. All right, we have all five now. We have all five. You guys are to be congratulated.
Yes.
Actually, no, we lost one again. Someone's playing games with their phone, picking up and hanging up, saying, hey, I can make Eric say, oh, it's lit, and now it's not lit. Well, you know, that's only going to go for so long. We have a line open, so 632-6901. What else have you guys been discussing?
Mostly you.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, faced with something so interesting, I guess that's what people would discuss. Does anybody have any points they wanted to bring across? Any little platforms they want to stand on?
Aliens 3 is not a good movie.
Wait, you saw it?
Yeah.
It came out today or yesterday?
Yes.
Wow. I definitely want to see that. It's not good, huh?
No.
Not...
You don't need anything before you go.
Well, did you like Alien 1 and Alien 2?
Yeah, they were
pretty good. Alien 1 was alright, yeah. It's not the same director, though.
Uh-huh. Who directed this one?
I'm not sure, but I know Ridley Scott directed this.
They had three different directors.
Three different directors for Aliens 3?
No, for 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I thought it was Ridley Scott for 1 and 2.
Hmm. Well, does everybody agree that it's not as good as the first two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of you saw it? All of you?
I did.
So two of you saw it. And three of you did not, right?
By the third one, it's usually burnt out.
Uh-huh. Well, that's disappointing, because that's sort of what I was looking forward to all summer. And now it's not worth it.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to go on from here.
All right, yeah, just take a breather.
Wait for videotape.
Yeah, but if it's no good, what good is the videotape going to be?
Plus your $2.
Yeah, but $2, I mean, if it's garbage, it's still garbage, you know? Were there any good points whatsoever?
Special effects?
Yeah.
Good special effects, eh?
Well, that's
okay.
The only way you go to see it anyway.
Yeah.
And I think that the plot is much relevant to the creatures.
No, probably not. All right, listen, we're going to talk more about Aliens 3 in a couple of minutes. I want to get this last teleconference underway. We have, you guys keep talking to each other on teleconference number 3. Everybody still together on teleconference number 2?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're going to come back to you in a moment. And let's check into teleconference number 1. You folks all still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I had one message to convey to Brian.
Yeah, it's me.
From, you know, I forget who conveyed the message. I don't remember who conveyed it, but something about Andre Moreau. You know, I didn't write that one down very well. I don't know what they asked. I forget what they asked. I'm going to have to do this again.
Okay.
But they asked you something about Andre Moreau.
Who?
Well, we'll get to that later.
I think we lost some of the Eric. Take a head count, will you?
Okay, this is teleconference number 1. We should have Kevin from Ronkonkoma. No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Mr. Quayle from Long Island. Mr. Quayle? Wait, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. We're having some problems communicating two ways. Brian from Wisconsin.
Sure.
All right, Dan from Port Jefferson.
Got it.
And Brian from Northport. Brian from Northport?
That's where we're
at. Okay, so Brian from Northport is gone. All right. He's wiped out.
Can you get somebody else in with us?
I can try. I'll try that if we get stragglers after we hook this latest, yes, I can say it, latest teleconference up. So let's hook up number 4. Okay. Number 4. Oh, look at that. We have an opening. We just got an opening. 632-6901. You can be part of this final teleconference if you call now. Okay, we're going to go up and down the dial one more time and see who's on. Good morning.
Yes, this is Tim from Stony Brook.
Tim from Stony Brook.
Yep.
Weren't you just referred to by somebody?
Yeah, Rich on line 2.
Yeah, how about that? He sent greetings or something like that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, hang on a second. We're going to connect you.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to line 2. Who's on the line?
Hey, Eric. Yeah, Jimmy from Bayshore. What's up?
Somebody from Bayshore?
Jimmy from Bayshore.
Timmy?
Jimmy.
Spell that, please.
J-I-M-M-Y.
Ah, Jimmy. Okay, yes. I'm familiar with the name.
What are you people doing here tonight?
What are we doing here tonight?
Intercom or whatever you're doing?
We're hooking everybody together. We're playing with technology. We're making... We're doing an experiment. That's what we're doing. A radio experiment. A radio first. We've got three lines with between 4 and 5 people on each line, and now we're getting a fourth line of teleconferencing together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
See, with that girl out there, aliens be fucked.
Yeah, you thought so too, huh?
First time I had this fucked. This is 675.
675?
Yep.
Wow.
That's how much it is
where
I am.
Well, of course, what can you buy with 675 these days? You know?
You're probably cigarettes.
That's about it, right?
Cigarettes, yep.
And cigarettes are probably worse for you than Aliens 3, but we won't get into moral values here. We're going to hook you up to the teleconference. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let's go to caller number 3. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Chris from Patchogue.
Chris from Patchogue. Okay. And anything on your mind tonight?
No, not really. I just called to see what's going on.
Okay. You into the teleconference?
Excuse me?
You into being hooked up into the teleconference?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hang on. We're going to do it. And let's go to caller number 4. Who's on the line, caller number 4?
Hi, Lauren from Central Islip.
Lauren from Central Islip. Okay, anything on your mind tonight?
No.
No? Nothing at all?
No.
You know, everybody's saying that. Everybody's saying there's nothing on their minds. I mean, yeah, I know the hot weather gets you all, you know, sluggish and everything, and you don't want to think or even move. But, well, I'm sure you'll find something to talk about with these 4 other lively people on the line. People just like you, people that have picked up the phone and are connected, except it's not going to cost you however much a minute. Okay, hang on. We're going to get to caller number 5 and then hook all these people together. Caller number 5, who are you?
Barbarella.
Say that again?
Barbarella.
You're going to have to spell that.
B-A-R.
Yeah.
B-E-R.
Yeah.
A-L-L-A.
That's your first name?
Yeah.
That's a neat first name.
Thanks.
What's where are you calling from?
Collinville.
Where?
C-O-L-E-N-B-I-L-L-E.
Where's that?
On Merrick.
Golanville?
Colon.
Colonville. Is it Colonville by Merrick? You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Yeah.
A Colonville by...
Yeah.
That's the official name of the town.
Yeah.
You're not just making this up?
No.
All right. If you say so, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you on this. Colonville... Near Merrick. I'm just going to put near Merrick on that, okay? Is that acceptable?
Uh-huh.
All right, so anything on your mind?
No.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you all have something in common then. We're going to hook you up, okay?
All right.
All right, all these people have nothing to say, so let's see what they say when they're put together. Tim from Stony Brook, Jimmy from Bay Shore, Chris from Patchogue, Lauren from Central Islip, and Barbarella from Colonville near Merrick. Right. Okay, let's, see if we can get Tim first. Uh-oh. Okay, hang on. We can fix this. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I rescued you. You were very close to falling off the edge here. Let's get Jimmy from Bayshore in on this. Jimmy, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We're going to tie you together. Okay, Tim and Jimmy, you're now together. Let's get Chris... Okay, we've got Tim, Jimmy, and Chris together. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can fetch Lauren now. Okay, how do we do this? Lauren, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We're going to tie you in. Okay, we've got those 4 tied together. Let's get the one last caller. And Barbarella, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let me tie you in. Hang on. Okay, we've got all 4 of you here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to get the 5th person. Having trouble. Hang on. Ah, did it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a panic there for a second. We thought maybe we wouldn't be able to do any more of these. Okay, we've got, I think we've got 18 people linked together in 4 different teleconferences.
Are we all going to talk or what? Together?
Well, we can't link all these people together.
That's cool.
Yeah, because the system just cannot handle that.
That's cool.
Yeah, but we've got 5 of you together, so that's not bad, is it?
No.
You ever called a teleconference before?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nobody?
Nope. No.
How, you mean all those commercials on TV, they didn't get you to call?
I've always wanted to.
Yeah?
Hey.
What do you think it would be like?
It's great as it is now.
Well, I got news for you. It's not as great as it is now. It's terrible on those things. Terrible.
Then what made you think of doing this now?
Well, because these are USB listeners. They've all got something in common to start with. But when you have people calling in from all parts of the city and the island, and they don't know what to say to each other, you know, they don't have any point of reference.
Is this a minute?
And it's a ridiculous amount of money, yeah.
How much is this?
Whatever it costs to call Stony Brook from your house.
That's cool.
And that's it. Nothing else. No additional charges.
That's cool.
It's just one of our ways of using technology to benefit people for a change. So, anything anybody wants to say?
Nah.
Okay.
And you got a skateboard?
No.
I do. I do a little bit.
All right.
All right, well. Listen, I'm going to go to teleconference number one. You guys keep talking to each other, and we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Can you send a message?
Sure. Who's the message from, and who's it to?
Kevin in Ronkonkoma.
To Kevin in Ronkonkoma from?
From Chris and Patchell. Just tell him, hey, what's up, and have a nice night.
But, hey, what's up, or hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, and have a nice night.
What's up, have a nice night.
And my regards to.
That's Barbarella, right?
Yeah.
Okay, regards to, and that's to Kevin from Ronkonkoma, right?
All of them.
Okay, all of them. All right, you guys keep talking to each other. We'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Yeah. Teleconference number one. Are you guys still there?
Here.
All right, Kevin. Kevin, you got a couple of messages now. Hey, what's up? Have a nice night. Came from Chris and Patchogue.
Of course.
And Barbarella from Colinville, he says, near Merrick, says regards to everybody. And everybody would be Kevin, Mr. Quail, Brian, and Dan.
Yep.
You all still there?
Yeah, we're
okay.
I got a long joke for you guys. It's pretty cool.
I hope it's a cool joke.
Okay, it's cool. Okay, it's pretty long, though.
Speaking of long, you guys have been tied together for quite some time now.
Yeah, we're getting along pretty good.
That's good. I'm glad to see it.
We're going
to
be sexual partners soon.
Well, you know, that's how things work sometimes, but we needn't get into that on the air, I guess.
Can I say my joke?
Well, whose joke is this, first of all, so we know who to blame?
It's pretty good. Okay, ready?
Who's saying this?
Joke.
There is no Joe. No. Who is speaking right now?
Dan from Port Jefferson. I'm speaking.
Dan, you're telling the joke.
Yes.
All right, Dan. It's your neck.
Joke.
That's supposed to be it?
It's a long joke.
A long joke.
Joke. All right.
Boy, you should see the hand signals I'm getting from people around the studio.
Eric, it's Brian from the sports section. Can you do me a favor?
No, Brian from Wisconsin, not from the sports section. You don't live in the sports section. You gotta climb out of that, you know?
Okay, but,
you live in a real town.
Do me a favor. Could you put this, like, how you're doing this, write this down in the sports section mailbox, please? Sorry, please, because they have Stan Fischel on the show all the time, and I would like to call and talk to him, and...
Yes, well, you see, there's a disadvantage to this, which I'd have to tell you in person.
Okay.
So next time I'm up here on a Sunday night, I'll show you exactly what's involved, and you'll understand what the disadvantages are as well as what the advantages are.
Okay, that's great.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, anybody else want to say anything?
Hey, I'm just coming from Ronkonkoma.
Uh-huh.
Is there any chance this could become like the new format for brain damage every week?
Oh, I don't think so, because I have to think a lot more when doing this. I might sound flustered now, and plus, you know, you don't get that individual attention.
Do it like at least once a month, because it's pretty cool, because like everybody who calls gets to at least get on for a couple of minutes and talk, and plus you get to talk to new people and stuff.
Yeah, well, I realize there's a lot of people there that you know, that don't get through. I mean, there were spontaneous demonstrations in various parts of the island last Sunday, people that were trying to get through and just got angry and fed up and started picketing.
Yeah, I saw that. I was driving through the campus.
It was on News 12, it was on News Day, and it was not just on campus, all over Long Island. People are fed up, so we decided to do something about it. That's more than your politicians will do.
Are you going to leave us on hold for a while?
Sure. As long as you want.
Hello.
All right, hang on. I'm going to go to teleconference number two now, consisting of Danielle, Tom, Touche, and Rich. And you folks all still there?
Oh, Touche blew off.
He blew off. Okay, so now we're down to three people on this this teleconference here. Danielle, Tom, and Rich, right?
Hey, I told you, Eric, I'd get Tim to call.
yeah, you did. That's Tim from Stony Brook, right?
That's Tim from Stony Brook. He's on.
I heard Tim's going to Shaman on next year.
Now, perhaps you could explain for all the listeners out there what that means.
Well, he's going to a Catholic high school in Mineola that's named Chaminade, named after Father William Joseph Chaminade, who formed the Marianist Order in France in 1793.
All right, now wait a minute. If Tim from Stony Brook goes to school in Mineola every day, that's quite a commute, isn't it?
Well, he'll be taking a train probably to Stony Brook, and I'll be a senior there next year, so...
A senior where? At Stony Brook or at Mineola?
Chaminade.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, how can you... you know, I used to take a school bus to school, and it would take about 25 minutes, and I thought that was a long time. But if you have to...
Because, I mean, it almost like, you know, Brian's like an intelligent guy, and then he goes, well, I don't know about Clinton, well, I don't know about Perot, I don't know about Bush. I mean, they're not the only three human beings in on the political process. I mean, if you're, like, insane or, like, brainwashed, you could vote for the New Alliance Party, you know, I mean.
Right, but I think when I mentioned the name Andrew Moreau to Brian, I don't think he knew who he was.
Okay, well, say Libertarian candidate for president.
Right. So, but, you know, once I tell him that, you know, he'll just know he's a Libertarian candidate, but he won't know anything about him. Why don't you tell us something about him? What does he stand for? What does he say?
In fact, in front of me here, I have the Andre Maru Nancy Lord President Vice Presidential Libertarian Ticket 92.
All right, we don't want a long speech here. We just want, like,
this is their 10-point plan.
Okay, 10 points. Let's hear it.
Number one, repeal the personal income tax and abolish the IRS.
Abolish the IRS, okay.
Expand free enterprise, more jobs, greater economic growth. Restore gun ownership rights, trust people, beware of government.
Restore gun ownership rights, okay.
Number four, limit congressional terms, citizen statesmen, not professional politicians. Number five, bring our troops back home to defend the USA. Number six, enact a fully informed jury amendment, try laws and defendants. Six, end all tax finance subsidies, including those for harmful drugs, such as tobacco. Stop hiring federal employees. Let attrition cut bureaucracy. 9. Cease foreign aid. Stop penalizing our workers. Number 10. Privatize education. Charitize welfare. Allow choice in all matters. That's their 10-point plan.
You know, it's interesting. In those 10 points, I see something to get just about everybody from every different camp, whether it's conservatives or liberals, kind of upset at something. Like, the conservatives would be upset because you're saying eliminate any kind of subsidy for tobacco, whereas liberals would get upset because, you know, you're calling for an end to welfare.
Yeah, see, well, the thing I see about libertarian is they're not kind of like a contradiction in terms, you know. Liberals would be, like, for personal freedom, but then, like, once people get money, they just become, like, crooks and criminals, and that needs to be controlled. And conservatives, like people in the John Birch Society, will say that, you know, you need a free market and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll say, you know, but they want to mold everyone.
Hang on, we got a crisis here. Hold on.
Beaten soon.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just rescued this teleconference. This is teleconference number three. After 10 minutes of not speaking to you guys, it starts ringing, and it was about to forward away somewhere that we wouldn't have been able to get it back. So.
Thanks.
Okay, no problem. This is teleconference number three. John, Jordana, Amy, Daryl, and Rob. Are you all still there?
Two left.
All right, who left?
Guy from Rochelle had to get off because he was wasting too much money.
That's true. Calling from New Rochelle, I would imagine that's probably true. But we want to thank him for calling and for listening all the way up there. Okay, so roll call. John from Stony Brook?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jordana from Huntington?
Right here.
Amy from Miller Place?
Yeah.
And Rob from Formingville?
Okay.
Rob from Formingville's gone too. Okay, so we're slowly eliminating people on all these teleconferences.
Well, we're all getting tired.
Yeah, that's true. And I noticed that we're getting more calls on the other lines now, so maybe these people are reawakening after they hang up. Maybe they want to get in on another teleconference, you know? Maybe they were politely just saying, you know, this wasn't interesting enough for them. But what are you guys talking about?
We're just talking about, like, political things. We were thinking about striking with the idea that we need a president who will bring an American perestroika. And then also we were talking about Anita Hill and other things, just chatting away.
Uh-huh. What about Anita Hill?
That she probably didn't do it for her own gain because she knew that she was going to be at risk being smeared. So she was probably being very heroic and not very likely doing it for her own publicity.
Yeah. Well, of course, Anita Hill hasn't really been discussed recently. And Clarence Thomas is... You know, they're in the Supreme Court making decisions.
Well, the thing I mentioned, I was mentioning, was that there was a case in that even Bush was going, I guess, taking a more liberal route, in which a prisoner was severely beaten by prison guards while the warden, I guess, was watching and laughing. And the question was whether this was cruel and unusual punishment. And evidently, Clarence Thomas came out and said, no, not by constitutional standards.
One has to wonder, what is his definition of cruel and unusual punishment?
Right, but nevertheless, though, he was just, it was like he and Scalia who had actually said, no, you can't actually say it by constitutional standards. Pretty right-wing, though, and something to be aware of, I guess.
You think Roe versus Wade is going to be dealt with real soon?
I hope so.
And what way do you think it's going to go?
I hope they keep it. I hope they definitely don't get rid of it.
Uh-huh. But what do you think is going to happen?
I'm not so sure. I don't know. I think the Supreme Court wants to get rid of it, but I think because most of the public wants it, I don't know. I think it's going to be wrong, you know?
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of series being written, a lot of press influence.
Tell me, how do we all feel about Roe versus Wade? Is there anybody on this line that doesn't think it should be kept?
I think they need to reverse the gag rule, and they need to, I guess it was the Webster decision, that they needed to probably reverse that and again, re-broaden Roe v. Wade.
Uh-huh. Tell me, have any of you ever gone to D.C. to demonstrate against this prospect?
I was supposed to, but I got grounded.
Got grounded, huh? Wow.
My math teacher.
Oh, talk about bad luck. But would any of you consider doing that in the future?
Oh, definitely.
Probably, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to hear, because that makes all the difference in the world, you know, when people actually show up in numbers and say they believe in something. You know, it does make a difference. If you write letters, if you call radio programs, it adds up. So, all right, you guys keep talking. I'm going to go to conference number 4.
All right, have fun.
All right, wandering around the phone system here. Let's check in on conference number 4. Tim from Stony Brook, Jimmy from Bayshore, Chris from Patchogue, Lauren from Central Islip, and Barbarella from, well, somewhere. You guys still there?
Yeah.
What's up?
Everybody still getting along?
Yeah.
What have you been discussing?
Bands.
And what kind of bands are you discussing?
No, like Primus and crap, like, you know?
Primus rules, maybe.
Yeah.
You all agree on that? Primus rules?
Yep.
Yeah. I
agree.
No, nobody disagrees?
Bad
I want my friend Mike to hear that. Primus rules.
Okay.
That's interesting. My friend Chris and Ben.
Chris and Ben?
Yeah.
And where are Chris and Ben located?
They're in Colinville.
They're in Colinville, too. Okay. Well, that's neat. By the way, any of the other 4 people on this line ever hear of Colinville?
Where?
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
That's where that guy said he lived in Colindale or something like that?
Barbarella, he's on your conference.
See?
Yeah, he's right here. Aren't you there? Say hey.
Hey.
Yeah, see, that's him.
I've been talking the whole freaking time.
Yeah, that's,
Boom.
You don't even know who you're talking to, you know?
Oh, no.
So how's the conference going? Everybody enjoying themselves?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
All kind of best thing.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys keep talking. We're going to come back to you in a minute or two. We're going to do something different now because we've got 4 teleconferences all going at once. People are talking to each other, anywhere between 3 and 5 people on each conference. But we also have a few lines ringing of individual people. We're just going to answer some individual phone calls now and see how they're going and check in on the teleconferences in a little while.
You're going to be up.
Good morning.
Yes?
Who's this?
This is Edward Dondero. I found a moped.
Yeah. How many of you are involved in this phone call?
Just 3 of us.
Three. Okay, fine. That's good. That's average, actually. Okay, one person thinks of what to say, the other person says it, and I guess the third person holds the phone.
Yeah, that's basically the...
Okay, good. All right. Now, what else is up?
We found a moped near a dumpster.
Found a moped near a dumpster, okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
And what'd you do with it?
I suck.
Oh, gosh, you didn't have to panic. So you found a moped by a dumpster. Wow. You know, life is going to be a lot more challenging. You know, you're going to be faced with decisions and obstacles and all kinds of surprises. Make a moped by a dumpster seem like a grain of sand in comparison. 135, 25 to 2. This is brain damage, and boy, is it ever. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, Filipito is coming up to get his clothes. He's going to the bridge store. Could you go open it?
Is this Filipito?
No, I'm driving him. He's at the upstairs at the bridge
Wait,
store.
Wait, you see, you're on the radio right now. You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, so hopefully somebody else in the studio will hear that.
Saturday's at 3, you know? I mean, what can I tell you?
Now, you know, I heard Felix's show today, and it was an incredible show. You got to tell him that.
All right, well, you tell him when you go open the bridge door.
Yeah, well... I'll make sure those doors are open. But it must have been quite a show for him to leave all his clothes here.
What?
It must have been quite a show if he left all his clothes here. Last time he did that, you know, it was...
Didn't leave all his clothes. He was wearing a few.
Just a few. Okay.
Okay, who's this?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. This is Andy from the Hispanic Herald newspaper.
How you doing? And you're on brain damage right now. Is there anything you want to say to the Long Islanders listening?
So, you know, we're in good company.
Well, that's true.
So, anyway, what are you playing up there?
Right now, we're just talking.
Oh.
Just taking phone calls.
Taking phone calls. That's why the line's been busy.
Yeah.
How's the world in Radioland? It's treating you well?
The world in Radioland is decent. It's a decent world. It's quite decent.
What's your subject of conversation?
You know, it's interesting. Felix just walked in.
Oh, the door must have been open.
So I guess I don't have to go down there and open the door.
Oh, we had a fabulous show on the air.
Hey, Felix, go down and open the door for yourself.
So anyway.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for calling.
And you have a good night and a good life. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
632-6901. We've got four teleconferences. Felix, you think you can go down the hall and open the door for yourself? You're coming in.
Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm in a rush, so I'd better get over there quickly and let myself in.
Yeah, because you know how upset you get when,
sure,
when you can't get in.
You know, I must be banging on the door really hard by now, you know?
You're liable.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing pretty
how
good.
How you
doing? I'm doing pretty good, yeah.
Great, you look good, man.
You see these phones here? Every one of these flashing lights here is four or five people linked together, all talking to each other right now.
Yes, they're all connected, aren't they?
All connected, yeah.
Shucks, a bunch of disjointed people all connected.
It's amazing. You know, I sat down and I figured out how to do this with these phones. And it's, you know, it's a pain, but it's not that much of a pain.
Or as my man Spanky might say, remarkable.
Yeah, it is remarkable. You know what else? Your show was remarkable today. I heard part of it.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, I was driving in my car. And you got me into, you know, a speed that I shouldn't get into. So you know that's a good show. You know that's
a
good show.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. But don't do it again now. Well, Smokey's on the road, man.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yes.
But, you know, it's good for the hot weather.
Guys.
Yes.
You know, we love them. In case they're listening, you know, they know we're their biggest fans.
That's true.
I mean, look at the...
We're everybody's biggest fans.
The bumper sticker up there, what it says? Mooses are great.
Says that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric, I got to make the move. I got to go and groove, okay?
So, all right. Well, listen, thanks for stopping in.
No, and it's great to see you, man.
All right.
I'll see you around soon, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and your party's coming up, right? We're gonna party down, right?
We're going to do something. We always do something.
Party down or will we party up?
We'll party all over.
Or laterally, maybe?
Vertically, horizontally, and interstellarly.
Oh, good gosh. I hope it's horizontal, baby. You know, somebody just left me with that sentiment to horizontal.
Well,
Eric, baby,
we'll get
you,
it out of later.
Take care, okay. And everybody out there. Later.
All right, thanks, Felix.
Okay,
Felix,
thank you, man.
From Onda Nueva on every Saturday afternoon from 3 o'clock on 3 to 5 or 3 to 5:30.
5:30.
All right, yeah, we got an extra half hour now. 3 to 5:30. Okay, 632-6901. We've got four teleconferences going, a bunch of people calling in, so let's see who else is out there. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, this is Damon.
Damon, how you doing?
Yeah, not too good. I'm not in a good mood at all.
Why is that? Is it the weather?
No, it's
political climate?
I don't know if it's partially you guys or it's partially someone else.
How could it be us?
I'm not in the mood. Check this out.
Yeah?
A friend of mine won tickets to see the Beastie Boys tonight.
Yeah?
And Tom's listening. Tom was going to go with me.
Yeah?
And he said, Damon, would you like to go? Sure, I'd like to go. He gets off work early. We go into the city, and a name was not on the list.
Really?
We went in there four times, and they told the bouncer, he said, don't let this guy in. Don't let him come back in because his name's not on the list, and he says it is.
Did you get names?
And all I know is that while we went in, like, they search you,
mm-hmm.
and then they let you go in, and they check your tickets.
Uh-huh.
So searching through my bag, I had a Yoo-Hoo. Because, you know, it gets hot and sweaty in there.
Right.
So, and the guy threw my Yoo-Hoo out.
Whew.
And I was, that's when it hit the fan.
Uh-huh.
Well, to find out that the name wasn't on the tickets. The tickets were selling for like $80 a pop.
Really? What I suggest you do, actually, what I can do is I can transfer you over to our hotline.
My friend called, you know, from the city and talked to, like, everybody who's or what's is in the side of the Mississippi, and it, you know, well, just whatever, but it was just...
Okay,
I mean,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you over to the hotline. What you have to do there is leave a message for Arnie. Okay,
but he already did.
Okay, did he speak to him?
Yeah, he left the message. He talked to whoever was on in the afternoon. Oh, it's probably that guy.
Which guy?
That guy that was just...
Felix.
It might have been Felix.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to transfer you anyway just so you can leave two messages, okay, because it's always good to underline things.
That's right.
And make sure that you get the message through. We'll make it up to you somehow.
Oh,
and we'll find
know.
Out. We'll find out whose fault it was, and we'll kill them.
Bushes. Oh, and there was another thing.
Yeah.
I tried calling in last week when Stinky himself, Dan Quayle, called in and he wanted me to how can I say this politely? Test try one of his external organs.
Uh huh. Hang on one second, okay?
Sure.
Just have to deal with some paperwork there. Okay, and that's all done. Okay, sorry about that.
What is that for?
Well, occasionally these teleconferences misbehave, and I just have to press a single button to fix them.
How do you know if they misbehave?
Because they flash differently than they're supposed to be flashing.
Oh,
in fact, another one
is
going to misbehave real soon, so I have to keep an eye on that.
All right, I thought they were, like, saying vulgarities.
No. No, it's nothing to do with the people. The people have been fine. It's technically. I got to, like, watch the telephone constantly here.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just wanted... That was, like, real atrocious. Like, I really planned... And we even got our recorder, and we're going to bootleg it. And we finally went through all the trouble of, you know...
Oh, yeah, just morally upright citizens here, you know, sneaking yoo-hoos into the concert, and now you want to record it.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good for the people.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, you hear it because, you know, in Roseland, and the thing was, I was bragging about Roseland. I'm like, oh, yeah, Roseland's great. I've been there. They've been so nice, and these guys are a bunch of jerkies.
Well, I hope you conveyed that message to them, and whenever this happens...
So I'm calling out for all the fans to do a nationwide ban on Roseland. Hey, it's a rhyme.
Okay, well, I'm sure that'll be mulled over.
All right.
Listen, thanks for calling.
Doodles.
All right. 632-6901, that's our telephone number. Let's take another call, then we'll go back to the teleconferences and see how they're doing. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mr. Quayle.
Wait a minute. If you're here, that means you're not on teleconference number one.
No.
I have to cross you off, then. Hold on.
Switch me on another one?
No, we're not taking any more teleconferences. Once you hung up in that teleconference, you were finished.
Switch me on one.
There are no others. They're all filled. And once you hang up, they don't become unfilled, you see.
No, there's one. Switch me on number three. There's one left. Guy hung up.
Yeah, but I'm not... All right, I'll try, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have to hold on for a minute. So Mr. Quayle must be transferred into teleconference number three. Let me catch this one first. Good evening. This is teleconference number two, right?
It is.
Okay, how are you guys doing?
Not bad. Send Mr. Quayle over here. Send him over here.
Okay, I'll see if he wants to do that. Hold on. Mr. Quayle?
Yes.
The people in teleconference number two have invited you over. Would you like to visit with them?
I'd like to know who they are first.
Okay, teleconference number two consists of Danielle from Miller Place, Tom from Corum, and Rich from Wisconsin.
Number three, please.
You're on number three. Okay, hold on one moment, please. I feel like a bloody switchboard operator here. Hello, teleconference number two.
Hi.
Mr. Quayle has declined your offer.
Why?
Well, he didn't say why. He just wants to go to teleconference number three. So let me put him over there, and then I'll come back to you.
Force him on 2 hours.
What?
Force him on 2 hours.
Well, yeah, I can't really force anybody to do anything, but, always make a mistake. But no, I'm gonna be legitimate here for a change. Teleconference number three, is that you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, this is John from Stony Brook, Jordana from Huntington, and Amy from Miller Place, right?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Quayle has requested, entry into your teleconference.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, he certainly picked the right one then. Let me see if I can bring him in here. Hold on. Mr. Quayle, are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to patch you through now.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, Mr. Quayle is now a part of teleconference number three.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, and you?
Is this the guy from Stony Brook who calls?
Yep.
Yep.
How you doing?
Fine.
You guys have something to say to each other?
What? Yeah, I'd like to know who they're going to vote for. If they, who would they want
to win 1992.
Well, we've only talked about this about 14 times already, but...
I didn't know. I didn't know. I was in a different group.
Underdog.
Felix the Cat.
You saw Underdog on the Howard Stern show?
No.
That was on Tonight.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I think I was driving in my father's car once, and it was like on a Tuesday, and it was on 8:15.
Uh-huh.
Did you get on the radio? It was 97.5.
No, I don't listen to Kiss FM.
That's not Kiss FM. That's WALK.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, it's all the same. I know. You know, I listen. I have all these push buttons on my car radio that are set to some non-commercial stations and some commercial stations. Today, there are about 12 commercial stations, and every single one of them had a commercial on at the same time.
That's why they're called commercial stations.
Yeah, but that's all they're playing. Yep. You know.
You want a commercial station, you get the commercials.
We have popular commercials.
But you figure 12 stations, all of them playing commercials at the same time. You know, that's how smart can that be?
Do they have like top 40 commercials?
Probably. I didn't stick around and listen to them. I hate commercials.
You know what's interesting?
I wound up tuning into Filipito, and I was glad I did.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
I listened to both in top 40 and alternative, and when I listened to the top 40 stations, they have like these real rock commercials. Then I listened to the alternative stations, and commercials are the same product on there, but in a more alternative style. It's very interesting.
I'll just bet it is. Wow. Yeah, well, there's stations that are non-commercial that try to compete with commercial radio, too, and that's kind of pointless. You know, there's people here that do that as well. They play the same kind of music, and, you know, why would anybody listen to a non-commercial station playing the same music as a commercial station, unless they really just did it so they wouldn't have to hear commercials, but... You know, you don't want to hear a DJ sounding like a commercial DJ. What's the point? You have to have a different kind of sound if you're going to be on non-commercial radio.
Yes.
You guys agree?
Good point.
How come your station doesn't play like the top 40 hits?
Because everybody else is doing it. Why should we?
So you should play so we don't have to listen to commercials.
Okay.
On other stations.
Yeah, but what about all the records that we get in that nobody plays because it's not top 40? Wouldn't you like a chance to hear new things and decide for yourself?
No. Nobody listens to them.
Well, what do you guys think?
I like it. It's my kind of stuff.
Uh huh.
My stuff is alternative usually, so you know why not try something new? I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Everybody else feel the same way?
Oh, I do.
I like the point you brought up about a month or so ago on what is alternative anyway.
That was more than a month ago. That was about half a year ago, actually. It was a while ago, yeah, but I remember the question, and it still hasn't been answered.
And you said you had played Straight to Hell that night, and you had said, I still think this is alternative nowadays. Or maybe that's not a verbatim quote, but...
And I still think it is.
And it is, you're right.
Yes, it is.
You know, Eric, I think you should go to the phone calls much quicker in the program.
Okay, that's a valid opinion.
About 12:15. Because you wait till like 12:45 just about every night, and then you start taking phone calls.
And then we all fall asleep.
Yeah, I can understand that. But, of course, if you got up a little later, you wouldn't fall asleep as early.
Yeah, but do you think you'll start to cut down on the time that you talk?
Well, I don't know. You see, I mean, it's a talk show, right? So if I cut down on the amount of time I talk, that just means that everyone else is going to talk longer.
So we get more time to talk.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I don't know. It's a fine balance. But I guess we should all vote on it.
Yes. How many people agree with me?
Well, it looks like you're all by yourself there. Everybody else is being politically correct here and staying on the side of the host, which, when you think of it, is a rather wise thing to do.
So you start taking phone calls earlier?
One of the conferences is misbehaving. I got to go to that one right away. So let's go to conference number four. Conference number four, are you okay?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, you started transferring someplace, and I had to stop you. Yeah. So how are we all? We got Tim from Stony Brook, Jimmy from Bayshore, Chris from Patchogue, Lauren from Central Islip, and Barbarella. From Merrick.
Yeah.
You all still there?
Yep.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, you all still there? Great.
Yeah.
All five of you?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yep.
What have you been talking about? You were talking about skateboards and music last time, I believe.
Yeah.
You still talking about that?
No. Talking about Dan Bush.
Dan Bush? You either mean Dan Quayle or George Bush. Which do you mean?
Oh, Dan Bush.
Dan, both of them.
Oh, okay. And what were you saying about them?
They're gay.
Uh-huh.
Isn't the word is out on tomorrow night?
I believe it is.
7:30, 8:30, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
It's a highlight of your week, is it?
No. Cool. What were the other teller dudes talking about? Because I wasn't really listening. We were talking.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're in a teleconference with four other people to listen to the radio at the same time. But what they were talking about, one of the things they're talking about is non-commercial radio and commercial radio, like what stations they listen to, what kind of music they listen to.
Ask you why you don't play the top 40 hits?
Yeah, somebody asked why we don't play the top 40 hits.
Heard them in the background, but I didn't hear your
reply. My reply was, well, why should we play the top 40 hits when everybody else is playing the top 40 hits?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, and there's all these other bands. I mean, we get hundreds of records a week. You know, somebody's got to play those people. If nobody plays them, you'll never hear them.
Yeah.
And you won't. You know, there are a lot of bands coming out that are really good that have no promotion whatsoever.
Like, can you think of any?
I can't think of them off the top of my head, but if you listen to some of the music shows on the station, you'll hear them.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And there have been lots of bands in the past that have benefited from that. You know, lots of, including Nirvana. You know, Nirvana was playing on this radio station before anybody knew they existed, and now look what happened to them.
Yeah.
So, but there's good times too, you know. There's also advantages to that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, listen, you guys keep up that invigorating discussion over there. Teleconference number four. Let's check in on teleconference number one.
Eric.
Number one.
Yeah, hello.
How's it going?
Who do we have here? We have Kevin, Brian, and Dan.
Yes, yeah. We were very upset that Mr. Quill left us.
Yes, why did he do that?
Mr. Quill.
He hung up on teleconference number one, and he rejected teleconference number two and wound up in conference number three.
That's fair.
Did he get, somebody who calls in, like a girl or something, to get on our line?
Yeah, the three guys. We need a girl.
Yeah.
You need a girl. Okay, well, I don't know how much I can do about that, but I'll check into it. Yes.
Eric, I hear the phone ringing. Take anyone.
Just get somebody new on our line.
All right, well, right now I just have to check in and see how everybody's doing, okay? We're going to check into number two for a second, and then we'll take some more phone calls.
All right.
Yeah?
You can send a message to Chris and Kevin.
Oh, boy. Chris is over in... Oh, I just came from number four.
All right, so forget about
it. All right.
Well, you know, I'll get back there later. You want me to convey... What's the message?
All right.
You know, try and get someone else in with us, all right?
Okay, I'll work on it.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, hang on. Let's check in on teleconference number two, see how they're doing. Number two.
Yeah.
Everybody's still here?
Yeah.
Danielle, Tom, and Rich, right?
Yeah.
All still here. Okay, what have you guys been talking about?
Nothing really, just kind of like falling asleep, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least it's not costing you anything. That's the important thing.
Well, it's costing us money. Nothing's free, you know?
Yeah, but who said that? That was Tom, right? Tom from Corum?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what it costs to call Stony Brook from Corum? It costs 10 cents.
10 cents?
Now, you know what? Depending on what kind of service you have, it either costs absolutely nothing or 60% off of 10.2 cents, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not very much at all.
What has anything... You forgot to ask that guy in the other line. I think it was, line number three. You forgot to ask him if he's a driver's ed teacher.
I did. You didn't hear the answer. He said, first he said, not today. And then I asked him if he's ever a driver's ed teacher, and he said no.
Oh.
So, there's your answer. You might not like it, but that's the answer.
Well... All right. Well, I was too busy talking to everyone else in the talk.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to keep track of all this. Believe me, I'm going crazy here.
What did you say about that 10-point thing? You said that had, like a point there to aggravate almost everybody?
Wait, what did I say?
About the libertarian 10-point
program? Yeah, well, it seems that just about every one of their points can offend somebody. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with either one of them.
Yeah.
But, I can see Republicans being upset, and I can see Democrats being upset.
Well, that's a thing right there in itself. That doesn't... Republicans and Democrats are not political philosophies. They're clubs.
That's true. I agree with you. Yes.
So, I mean, like when people say, oh, that guy must be a Democrat, that guy must be a Republican. That's a Republican way of thinking. That's a Democrat way of thinking. That means nothing.
Right. But who are you going to get? Are you looking at this disenfranchised mass that wants a change? You think they're going to go for libertarian?
What I think is that if people are looking for a protest vote, why don't you make a protest vote that stands? Where's John Anderson? He's probably like pumping gas in Milwaukee or something.
Yeah, whatever happened to John? When he ran, he did okay. He was respectable.
Where is he now? He's not a protest vote. He's gone.
That's right. He disappeared.
Yeah.
Off the map.
Oh, libertarian. They'll be around. They've been around for a good 20 years. They'll probably be around for another 20, hopefully. And they'll be hopefully building strength, you know, every year. Change down in the country, you know?
Let's hope so.
As I was saying before, is that, I said kind of that what makes libertarian is that,
you know, your average liberal say, you know, they're really for personal freedom, but then, like, you know, economic, everyone becomes a, you know, a crook when it comes to money, and they're looking to rip everybody off. And then a conservative will say just the opposite, that, you know, people can be trusted in, like, business deals and things like that, but, you know, then they want to, like, form everyone in, like, you know, like, fundamentalist Christians. Now, the libertarians say, well, you own your body, thus you should have the right and the liberty, hence the name, to control your body, provided that you don't hurt or defraud another person. But as when it comes to the economics, they see your money, because it's your time, your body, you know, everything that you are putting in to get that money. So whose money is it? It's your money. So you should control where it goes, not the government.
That's a good point.
So they see it as an extension. I don't know. I think, you know, some people see it as that, you know, no, you're in, like, this big, like, brotherhood called the United States, and you have to support everyone in this country. I don't know. I think when you see that, you start to look at the United States as one big glob, and you look past it, it's formed up of different individuals, you know. That's kind of like a collectivist, you know, statement there, saying, well, we're all born in the United States. Yeah, we do.
But, you know, it sounds like what the libertarians are saying and what the Perot people are saying, even though they're different philosophies, they're saying the same thing.
No, actually, Perot stands for gun control. He said that.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying as far as people being fed up, wanting a change, trying to make a statement. You know, and it seems that whether people vote libertarian or vote for Perot, they're making that same statement, that they're fed up and that they want to change and that they're not happy.
What happens if you vote libertarian and get your local state assemblyman libertarian, or you get, you know, that'll make a lot more change than voting for Perot, you know?
Uh-huh.
Getting states like Alaska, they had the personal income tax repealed. You know, other states, they have libertarians coming up in the ranks, too, that propose, you know, libertarian bills. You know, that's the real change. I mean, the federal level has, like, certain power, but the real change that you'd feel first is, you know, the 1993, the Suffolk County Legislature's up, and hopefully they get a whole bunch of libertarians into that.
Are there any running?
It's 1993.
They haven't decided yet.
Next year.
Have any ever run for Suffolk County Legislature?
One of my friends was going to run for Suffolk County Executive, but he started his campaign, like, too late, and he didn't have enough support.
Yeah, you got to start those campaigns on time and get support.
Well, do you know, like, the Libertarian number? Have you, like, called this, Eric, to get some information about the Libertarian
Party? I believe you gave it out a couple of weeks ago.
Did you call it up personally?
I haven't called it, no. I don't have time to make telephone calls.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You're going to be down at the studio tomorrow night.
It's a possibility.
Oh, okay, well, I might be down at Teresa's show, so if you're down there, I'll catch you then.
Okay, listen, Tom, and Danielle and Rich, you're all still there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys can stay on, but we have to say goodnight for the show, so I want to give you a last chance to say whatever you want to say on the air. So, Tom, I think you already said what you want to say, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Rich?
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, you're the one we didn't hear from.
All right, I just want to say hi to Tim again.
Okay, hi to Tim again. All right. And that's it for tonight?
Yes.
That's all you want to say?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Danielle?
I'll say that this conferencing was pretty cool. And, it was interesting.
Okay. Glad you liked it.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Right. You were talking about dead science fiction authors last week?
Yeah.
All right. How come you didn't say anything about Gene Roddenberry? So
Say something about Gene Roddenberry because somebody called up very indignantly and said that.
Yeah, but why didn't you mention him in the first place?
Well, look, all right, I said it last week, I'll say it again this week. When you say science fiction authors, Gene Roddenberry doesn't come up because, I mean...
Ed, he wrote most of the scripts.
He wrote scripts, but you don't think of them the same way as you think of Arthur C. Clarke and Isaac Asimov and, you know, all the people that write short stories and things like that. He definitely was a creator, and he created lots of interesting things, but it's just different. Yeah, I should have included him, certainly. He's a science fiction writer. You just don't think of him in the same camp somehow.
Eric.
I'm not saying he's better or worse.
Eric.
Yo.
Robert Heinlein was a libertarian.
Was that a fact? I'm not surprised. Reading his stuff, I'm not surprised.
Well, it is a fact.
Okay, listen, you guys can stay on as long as you want. As soon as you hang up, the light will go out. So just turn the lights out after you, and we'll see you next week.
Eric.
Yo.
Come down to the studio. I'm definitely going to be there tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Darn, the word is out. I'm definitely going to be there.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I've got a busy schedule, but I'll, you know, sometimes I'm around.
All right.
All right. That's teleconference number 2. They're still going away, talking to each other. Let's say goodnight to teleconference number 1.
Yes, how
are you
doing,
Okay, we've got to say goodnight, but you guys can keep talking if you want. Kevin, Brian, and Dan, right?
Yeah. Just
did you disconnect number four yet?
Number four is still going.
Then can you give my message to Chris?
Yeah, I guess I'll give. I haven't given it to him yet because I haven't been there since I talked to you last.
Well, I didn't give you the message yet.
Hey, what's up? Have a nice night. Oh no, that was a message from Chris. Okay, hang on. Now who is this?
Kevin.
This is Kevin, and you've got a message for Chris, number four. Okay, what's the message?
If Janine was the world famous, then Kira was the Pearl Harbor explosion. You'll know what it means.
I have a feeling a lot more of us will figure it out too.
No, probably not.
If Janine was what?
World famous.
Was world famous.
Kira was the Pearl Harbor explosion.
Who was?
Kira.
Spell
that. K-I-R-A.
Kira was the Pearl Harbor explosion. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll offend just about everybody with that, but...
Listen, Eric, one question.
I'll pass it on, yes.
Hey, let's go. You plan on doing this again sometime?
Sometime. Not next week. I'm not going to do it next week. I'll say that right now because we're going to do more of a normal show next week. But, yeah, we can do this. People
Eric,
seem to get along pretty well.
Eric.
Yes.
It opened in 6500 at the beginning of the show.
Well, we couldn't do that. Because we were using the maximum number of lines anyway. So we couldn't open more lines because then we'd have no place to put the conferences, you see. It's a big technical thing, which I'll write a book about someday.
I'm saying next week's show.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, open up 6500.
We'll think about all kinds of things to do.
You kind of can't open the news line, so.
It's kind of difficult, but we'll work it out.
Okay.
Anybody else want to say anything before we go?
You going to leave it on or what?
Yeah, we'll leave you together.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
All right, take it easy, Eric.
We'll see you next week. All right, telecoms number one and number two are still talking to each other. Okay, now let's go to telecoms number three. Number three, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, we got Mr. Quayle, John, Jordana, and Amy, right?
Yep.
All right, well, you have to say goodnight, so we wanted to give you all the chance to say something to the folks out there.
Good night.
Bye.
Republican and Quayle in 96.
Oh, no.
Boy, I can't believe you've all coexisted for so long, but... Okay.
Mr. Quayle vindicated himself, actually.
How did he do that?
He said he's the good Quayle, not the bad Quayle.
Well, I guess that's one way to vindicate yourself. I know the real Quayle has tried that a couple of times, and it hasn't worked yet, but I'm sure he'll keep trying. Okay. Listen, you guys, and also I should say to the other people, what's going to happen is we'll keep you together, but after about 10 minutes, this teleconference will probably self-destruct. It'll probably transfer itself to some place that will eventually hang up. So it's out of my hands now, but you can keep talking until that happens. Well, yeah, I should get paid for this. I've hit more buttons tonight than I think I've pinned my whole life.
Eric.
Yeah.
You going to do this next week?
Is everybody going to ask me this?
Are you?
You're about the 15th person to ask that question.
We're not listening to the radio.
Oh, I guess you're not. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not going to do it next week, but I'll do it in weeks to come.
Right.
It's just such an incredibly involved thing. You would not believe. Most phones, you push down two buttons at once and everybody's connected. This phone, you have to apply for permits.
Right.
So it's not really, it's intelligent phones, but not very intelligent people for the most part. It drains your brain. All right, we'll talk to you all next week, I guess, eh?
All
right, hang in there. We're going to go to number four and say goodnight to number four. Number four, you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, we got Tim, Jimmy, Chris, Lauren, and Barbarella, right?
Huh?
Everybody's still there?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody want to say anything before we go? We're going to say goodnight. You guys can keep talking to each other for at least another 10 minutes or so.
Do I have any messages from teleconference?
Ah, yes, I'm glad you said that because I almost forgot. Chris.
Yeah?
You have a message from Kevin. I'm not sure if you want this message. I won't deliver if you don't want me to.
You
do? You're sure?
Positive.
I'm sure you've got quite a story between the two of you, but okay, the message is as follows. The next thing you hear will be the message. Here it comes, after that. Here it is. You ready? If Janine was world famous.
Yeah. Continue.
Chira was the Pearl Harbor explosion. I guess you understand what that means, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, he said you would.
Okay.
So I'm glad you did.
And I'd like to say goodnight to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, say goodnight to everybody else that's listening, too.
Hey, goodnight, everybody.
Okay, anybody else want to say anything before...
I want to say hello to Tim LeBron, who's sick in the hospital.
Okay.
Prostate cancer.
Okay. Anything else? Nobody else?
Goodnight.
Okay. Good night to everybody. You can keep talking for about another 10 minutes or so, and it'll eventually hang up. I see teleconference number 3 has already gone someplace else. We can no longer talk to them. And soon, everybody else will be going someplace else, too. That's just the way it works. All right, the program has been Brain Damage. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. Thank our teleconference people today for getting along so well and providing an interesting experiment. See you next week.
Oh, give me a poodle with bushy black hair. Give me a ring and a box full of air. Give me a palace without any walls. Give me a pig and a red rubber ball. I should be happy to meet with your mother and visit the doctor on this sunny day. It's very warm for the middle of winter and Mexico City is so far away. The corner. No one in heaven or earth is forlorner. Give me a key with an elephant's trunk. Give me a pearl and a pile of junk. I am not overly clever or precious. I am not smarter than any by far. But I will live here in my cave by the ocean, and you can reside in a big plastic jar. Oh, I will be happy to sit in the garden, picking the berries and begging your pardon. All that I see is a terrible blur. Everything seems to be covered in fur. We were not meant to be highly regarded. We should be humble and hidden from view. Try to imagine a terrible world in which you became me and then I became you.
Listening to music from Donner Party on WUSB, Stony Brook.
World a better place. It will be much pleasanter than
darling, can't you see that it's the only way to be? Throw your troubles to the wind and climb right up that tree. Yeah, put your faith in Henry, it is absolutely free. Spin around until you fall unconscious on the street. Let the cars run over till you're flattened as a sheet. Let yourself be trampled by a multitude of feet. Yes, Henry kindly accepts these criteria you meet. Then the sun's a-shining.
nothing was around. The fences and the light poles were trying to find the train. So we walked along the track. We finally saw some trains, but they were old and broken. It was very late at night, lost in Hoboken.
down your throat. Then you shove your head up your ass till you choke. Then you bust yourself up your nose and bleed to death in your puke. And then you go to hell and you piss your brains out on Jesus Christ.
Cities
of ivory and gold. And it took a long, long time before I could escape from that terrible hole.
From the Dead Milkmen.
And you're listening to the wonderful salsa beat of WUSB, Studio Brook, New York, 90.1 FM.
Boy, that's a nice sound. That's a real, real nice, clear, clean sound. This station has a wonderfully clear, clean, crisp signal.
Okay, so maybe I lied. Maybe it's not salsa beat.
It's not really coming in really clear. It's just kind of like distorted.
Hard to get in,
you know, I have kind of a coat hanger in my radio instead of an antenna. It's kind of nasty. I don't know. I went to the store and they didn't have any really warning. I don't know what's going on. You never know.